This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hi, I'm Coach Corey Wayne, and this is my video coaching newsletter. And the topic of today's newsletter is going to be why patience and perseverance can eventually overcome any setbacks in life. Well, this email is more of kind of a success story of a guy who started going through a lot of difficulty and challenges. He said before the spring of 2020 and all the lockdowns and all the shenanigans with Fauci and the other stuff, and unfortunately, Trump enabled this guy. I'm not a fan at all of the way Trump handled the lockdowns and COVID and all the rest of that stuff. But beside the point is that what happened to this guy was that he lost his job. He's living with his girlfriend was a nurse. So he goes from having a good income to losing his job. And she's busier than ever, is making money. And eventually things spiraled out of control. And he couldn't find any work, and then she broke up with him. Eventually, he ended up moving with his parents, lived with them for a couple of years, finally got a new job writing, and it was going well. And then last year, apparently he got replaced by an AI. So they decided to have an AI write stuff instead of paying him to write it. And so he lost that job, and since then, he's finally found a new job, and things are going so well. He likes the job, he likes his boss, that they're even talking about him eventually buying the company from the boss when he decides to retire. And so we're in April of 2024 at this point, and so things just went sideways for like 4 years in this guy's life. And that's a long time, especially if you're a younger guy. That's a long, you know, when you're older, like me, you're 54, you get some perspective of life's up and downs, but, you know, especially when somebody who's younger hasn't been through it, it's like, you know, a 30-year-old guy spending 4 years of his life really struggling. It's like, you're going to have days where you're getting up and life's going to feel hopeless. It's going to feel like it's never going to get any better. And you're going to have many, many days and weeks and months that it just feels like you're not making any progress. And I wrote about that extensively in Mastering Yourself, because part of being self-reliant, being a self-actualizing human being, is all about becoming what we can be. In other words, whatever your grandest goals and dreams, reaching your full potential, if you're a self-actualizing person, that's what life is all about to you. But a big part of that is going to be dealing with what's going on between your ears every day, in your mind, in your brain, and how you handle things like this, where this guy, he lost everything. And so it's a good story of inspiration, because I know there's always lots of people that are watching these videos that are struggling, and they're probably right now where this guy once was, and he seems to be coming out on the other side of it, but he wanted to write in and share everything he's learned, everything he's been through, in hopes that he would inspire other guys that are in the worst part. They're in the shadow of the valley of death. They're going through the real hard times in life. So he says, "Hi, Coach. Last time I wrote you, you made a video on my email called Women Prefer Alpha Males. Well, I have another adventure to share. One that is almost 5 years in the making, but the lessons people can take from it, men especially, are far more significant. So here we go." And one thing that just pops my mind, it was, of all people, the original John D. Rockefeller, Mr. Standard Oil himself, the one who had, you know, psychopathic grandchildren, especially David Rockefeller, was definitely not a fan of that jerk off. But one of the things that the grandfather said was that persistence overcomes everything in life, even nature. And so no matter what's going on in your life, I mean, you hear the old cliche, oh, never give up. It's like, what does that mean? It's like, it means you persist without exception. No matter what's going on in your life, you're always persisting. Because eventually someday, and, you know, it looked like he had turned the corner, things are going well, and next thing you know, he gets replaced by an AI. And you're thinking, God. That's the way life is. As soon as you think it's getting better, something else might happen. And it's, you know, it's like what Jocko Willink says. Like when you lose your job, how should you respond? Good. It means I can get a better job. Your girlfriend left you? Good. It means you're going to meet somebody else. You lost your best employee? Good. It means you're going to hire somebody else. And so you just have to look at everything as an opportunity, or as Henry Ford said, failure is just basically an opportunity to begin again, but more intelligently. Meaning you learn from your mistakes, you learn from your failure, you learned what didn't work, and now you're changing and adapting your approach until ultimately you figure out what does work. So he says, I started reading Mastering Yourself in the spring of 2020, just in time for my life to fall apart. Pre-COVID, I had a successful freelance writing business, was in a relationship with a woman I thought would be the mother of my children, and was focused on my mission of becoming a successful fiction author. Everything was going great until the lockdown. Yeah, Fauci, Dr. Birx, it's like, man, those, they all belong in jail. They all lied. They lied under oath, and nothing happened to any of those people. And a lot of people lost everything and lost their lives because of their incompetence, corruption, and stupidity. And unfortunately, if Fauci's in his 80s, it's like, you know, it's like even Elon Musk was saying, he said his pronouns were prosecute Fauci. But what's going to happen to the guy? Probably nothing. There's too many people in the government that believe that the news is real and think he's some kind of saint, and so nothing will happen. But that's beside the point. And again, Trump enabled this guy. So I'm not a fan at all. Trump fucked up big time with his lockdown policies. That was like so hugely disappointing that he allowed those people just to bamboozle him. He trusted the science, and the science turned out to be a lot of BS and a lot of lies and a lot of dishonesty and a lot of propaganda. But I digress, back to our regularly scheduled email, because it's all about being inspired. So everybody went through that. You know, it's like I went through it, and it really pissed me off. I didn't like that shit at all. I didn't like the lockdowns. I didn't like dealing with neighbors, like, yeah, you're a math guy, you're going to kill me, what's wrong with you? It's like I came that close many times, knocking some people out in my buildings, in my elevators, just like, and they would have deserved it. But it's just better to let the idiots be idiots. Being trapped in a box with my ex brought issues we had to light. I tend to be more libertarian, and I'm very masculine. She tended to be more on the liberal side with feminist tendencies. Before lockdown, I knew her politics would become an issue in our relationship. However, I ignored it because, well, the punani. Some good pussy. It bamboozles a lot of guys. Good pussy is like kryptonite to most men. COVID-19 hit in March 2020, and my business was completely gone in October, and the downward spiral began. I started getting depressed, stopped writing, and despite trying to find work, I couldn't. Meanwhile, my ex, a nurse, had plenty of work. I was like, yeah. Her breadwinning abilities and feminist tendencies drove her to try to be the man in the relationship. Well, I mean, when you've lost your job and you can't find a job and you can't provide, it's pretty hard as a man to feel confident and courageous and excited about your future, especially if you're like living in California, like, you know, a lot of people were, it's like you were imprisoned in your house. So you really had no choices. I think it was something like 40% of all small businesses closed down during the lockdowns and they never reopened. It's just, think about all those families that lost everything. You had businesses that had been around for over 100 years and they closed up shop because the lockdowns just bankrupted them. And nothing happened to the people that caused all the lockdowns. So disappointing. You think you live in a free society. When something like that happens, you realize it's not as free as you thought. Combine this with a hyper-politicization of the lockdown, and you have a recipe for our relationship breaking at the seams, and it did. I should have put my foot down at the start and communicated that I wanted a teammate in a relationship, not a referee to throw flags whenever I took action and did what men do. Well, obviously you weren't feeling your best. And despite the fact your girl was a feminist, leftist, on top of that, you're not feeling at your peak anymore. And so you're beat down. And so instead of building you up and being your biggest cheerleader and fan, what does she do? She's critical. She nags at you. She tries to be the man in the relationship. It's just, that's not what a good teammate should do. And so you went through a difficult time and you realized that that chick didn't belong in your life. Your values and your goals were not aligned and she was not a good teammate. When I finally asserted myself, she broke up with me and said that I was a practitioner of toxic masculinity. I take full responsibility for all of this. I ignored the red flags and moved the relationship forward. I put myself in that position. I was like, yeah. That's why I roast a lot of the red pill dudes about, it's like they signed on the dotted line. They chose to marry that girl. They put a ring on her finger. They chose to get married in the state that had those really difficult divorce laws that are completely slanted against them. So that was their best thinking at the time. Wherever you are in life, no matter how good or how bad things are, you can take great comfort in the fact that it was your best thinking that got you there. And real men, like this guy, I take full responsibility. I did it. I invited her to my life. I got into a relationship knowing that she was a feminist leftist and he was a conservative libertarian. But at the end of the day, Trump still locked the country down. So it's just such a big disappointment. My savings gone, my business destroyed, and my relationship over. I found myself driving across the country to move into my parents' basement in Omaha, Nebraska. Isn't that where Buffett's from? The Oracle of Omaha, they call him. I rebuilt my life, and in 2 years of suffering and hard work on their couch, I had an apartment and a new job in copywriting. I had my shit together, savings, an apartment, and a car payment, but I was puzzled at why women wouldn't even look at me. I learned the answer to that, even though it had been in my heart all along, thanks to 3% Man. About a year into my copywriting position, ChatGPT hit the market. And a year after that, I was let go in December and replaced with AI, conveniently before we got our Christmas bonuses. You ever see National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation where the boss like screws everybody out of the bonuses because he wants to save money? Yep, Merry Christmas. And oh, by the way, you're fired and no bonus. That's pretty shitty, but that's life. Being unemployed sucks. However, it does give you the gift of hindsight. I realized that I was coasting and wasn't happy as a copywriter. I started to believe it was my lot in life. And there is the reason why women didn't notice you. If you're not happy, if you're not excited, it's like you, and plus working out too. Lifting weights, I don't know what it does. It does something invisible. It's like I notice if I don't lift weights, I stop for a month or so, usually like around the holidays, I get lazy. And, I take a couple months off. It's like, I go from having all these young women staring at me, checking me out, to becoming almost invisible. You start working out again, and all of a sudden they start noticing you. There's something about it that you're basically a life-seeking, growth-oriented organism. And so if you're pushing against weights, if you're pushing against the world, if you're excited, if you have enthusiasm, if you have something to light you up on the inside, it's going to show in your eyes. And if you don't, that will also show in your eyes. And women will sense this. They will pick up on it. If you're not excited about your life, you're not going to be able to get a girl excited about it. That's why you got to fall in love with yourself and your life first and have a damn good time hanging out by yourself. Because if you can't enjoy your own company, you won't let anybody else enjoy it either. He says, this fed into my body language and demeanor and became a limiting belief that worked its way into the fiber of my being. And this is what was driving women away. I was not doing what I live and breathe, writing fiction. And that was causing me to suffocate. I was building an empire, but it was with dirt. Who was it? Johnny Cash. About 20 years ago. It was somebody else's song. It was My Empire of Dirt. It's a really, really good song. He says, which is not a good material to use to construct something worthwhile. I network like hell, work my ass off, and now I'm a foreman in construction. I love my boss. I adore the day-to-day, and I'm now in line to buy the company when he retires. So it's like, that's a pretty good turnaround. However, that has not made me lose sight of my purpose, writing, which I do every day. Yeah, it should just be your side hustle. If you're a fiction writer, write it. Publish it. Self-publish it. Write a blog. Just do what you love. The better you get at it, you'll develop better stories. I was let go from my job as a copywriter before we got our Christmas bonuses, and I missed out on that cash. Despite that, what they gave me was priceless, a baptism by fire and the rest of my life. When I walk down the street, it's with purpose, and I catch women checking me out again. Everything is falling back into place because I'm doing what I love. To all the men out there who are feeling down and hopeless, ignore the noise, forget the feminists, and don't swallow the red pill. Get off the dating apps, start living in the real world, and do what makes you happy. The universe will bring you the right woman. Remember, when you build your empire, do it with blood, sweat, and tears, not dirt. The product will be everlasting. Thanks for what you do, Corey. I don't know where I'd be without your teachings. I'm now on my 10th read of Mastering Yourself. That's awesome, dude. Congratulations. Thanks for sharing that success story. And also, thanks for going through all that shit. Because now that you've gone through it, you know the way to get through it. And now you can help other people because you've been there. You've been in the worst place. You lost everything. You lost your job. You lost your girl. You lost your house. Sleeping at your parents. But like the phoenix, you have risen from the ashes. So tip of the cap to you, sir. Thanks for sharing. And if you've got a good question or a success story you want to send in, send it to questions@understandingrelationships.com. And if you would like to book a coaching session with yours truly, go to understandingrelationships.com, click the products tab at the top of your screen on any page of my website, and book a coaching session with yours truly. Until next time, I will talk to you soon.